stuff right there.
Hello, everybody. This is Raul Gallegos. I will be reviewing and demonstrating the features of the new game from BSCGames.com called Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. In this game, you play an agent whose goal is to try to disable this bomb that was placed by the mafia boss.
Come here.
Right now, I am at the icon for the game. One thing to keep in mind is to always have your screen reader turned off during gameplay.
I'm gonna moin at ya.
Press enter now and start the game.
Please select an option. Start game.
Okay, we are at the main menu, and the first option is start game. When you pick this, you will have three sub-menus: easy, normal, and insane difficulties. For this demonstration, we will be playing the easy difficulty.
Practice round.
As I hit down arrow, I have practice round, which we will do first before actual gameplay. This gives you a chance to see what it's like as you fit the pipes.
Program settings.
Program settings takes you to sub-menus where you can adjust various aspects of the program, such as turning the background music on or off, as well as whether special items get used automatically upon choosing them.
View top 10 scores.
This option here allows you to see the local top 10 scores here on the computer.
Post your score to BSC Games.
Once you're done playing the game, if you think you have a high enough score, you can attempt to post the score to the score server on BSCGames.com. You'll be notified if you've made the top 10 and in what position you're at, or you will be notified that you didn't make the top 10 to try again. On the website there, you'll see links for the easy, normal, and insane difficulties, and you can see the top 10 and who's been scoring.
Learn game sounds.
This one here will take you to a submenu that shows you the different game sounds, but I will be letting you know what they are as I play the game.
Test speaker orientation.
This option to test the speaker orientation is to make sure that you have your left and right speaker set correctly.
Quit game.
And we are at the very bottom, which is quit game. This will exit the game. I'm going to press home.
Start game.
To start the game. Now, while you're playing the game, you can press Alt page up or Alt page down to adjust the volume of the background. Also, when I refer to the arrow keys or the page up and page down keys, I'm talking about the ones that are the page up and page down as part of your normal six pack and the arrow keys that are part of the regular set of arrow keys. Do not use your 10 key number pad keys, or else the game won't respond. So you want to keep that in mind as you play. In pipe, there are three types of levels to get through. There's normal pipe levels, electricity pipe levels, and side-scroller levels. And as we approach each level, I will explain them in detail on how it works.
Practice round.
Let's go to the practice round. The basic idea of a pipe level, whether it's a normal or electricity level, is you fit, hammer, and twist. You fit the pipe, you hammer the pipe in, and you twist the valve. This game tests your memorization skills, because when you twist the valve, you use the arrow keys, up, right, down, or left. If on one pipe you hit the up arrow to twist, the next time you go around you need to hit the right arrow, then the down arrow, then the left arrow, and so on and so forth in a clockwise direction. If you forget which one you hit, you'll hear a sound that tells you you got the wrong one, and the water in the pipe system starts flowing faster, giving you less time to do this. Eventually it'll go so fast that you won't be able to keep up. To fit the pipe, you basically hit the enter key to see if it fits. If it fits, then you hammer it in. If it doesn't fit, you use your up arrow or down arrow and then enter to see if the new pipe you selected fits. You do this until you get a fitting pipe, then you hammer it in. The basic keystroke would be enter, up, enter, up, enter, up. As soon as you hit enter, if you hear the pipe fitting sound, then you hammer it in. Once you do that, you have to twist the valve with one of the arrow keys. It sounds complicated, but once you get used to it, it goes pretty easy. So I'm pressing enter on the practice round.
3. Pipes in your toolbox, 15. Total pipes to fit this level, 2. Hits of your hammer to fit a pipe. Pipe level.
Okay, so it's telling you how many pipes you have to choose from, which means that at the most you'll only have to do enter up 3 times, because there's 3 pipes. So again, once you hear the pipe fit sounds, you hammer it in, and then you twist the valve. You do this for 15 times. It told you you have 15 pipes to fit. Let's go ahead and get started. Enter, up, enter. That one fits. So I just hammered it in. Wrong valve. There we go. Hit the left arrow this time, and that worked. Enter, up, enter. There, that one fits. So I'll do this for a couple of without saying anything so you can hear it. Then I'll explain. Okay, so there I hit enter to fit it, and it fit. Hammered it in, and I hit the up arrow to valve, to turn the valve. Just did it again, enter, up, enter, and then that second time fit. Now hit the right arrow to turn the valve. That one fit with my first press of the enter. That one was a down arrow for the valve. Didn't fit, that one fit. That was a left arrow. That one fit right away. Didn't fit. That one fit. So you keep doing this over. Fit. Hammer. Twist. Fit. Oop. I forgot which valve I turned. There we go. It's the up arrow. So every time I miss which valve, the water starts flowing faster.
Please select an option. Start game.
Okay. So that practice round is basically to give you an idea of what it's like. Now, once we start playing the game, you're going to have other things involved, such as thugs, spiders, and rats. And I'll get to those here just as soon as they come up. Let's go ahead and start the game.
Please select the difficulty. Easy.
And we're going to pick the easy.
Good luck, Agent.
3. Pipes in your toolbox. 10. Total pipes to fit this level. 3. Hits of your hammer to fit a pipe. Pipe level.
Okay, we are at a regular pipe level. Now, a couple of the enemies that you may encounter are thugs trying to kill you, rats trying to chew holes in pipes, and spiders trying to kill you. Where your memorization skills are tested is with the spiders, because the first spider that shows up needs to be killed with the F1 key. The second spider with the F2 key, and so on and so forth until you get to the 6th, which gets killed by the F6 key. After that, the next spider gets killed by the F1 key, and the process goes repeating over and over. You may not get a spider throughout a few levels, so you may get only one spider in this level, none in the second, and then another one in the third. So if you got one spider in the first level, and you don't get any spiders until the third level, that spider there gets killed with the F2 key. So the numbers don't get reset for killing the spiders unless you get killed by a spider, then the counter gets set back to the F1. With the rats, you have to pick a wrench from your special items menu, which is either the page up or page down till it says wrench, or more quickly, by pressing the number 2. That'll say wrench, and then you press and hold down the left or the right arrow key until you hear the invisible targeting scan, and then you hit control to throw the wrench at the rat. All this while you have to still keep fitting, hammering, and twisting before the water gets you. If a thug shows up, you'll hear him. He'll ask you what you're doing or something of that nature. You have to kill him either by punching him to death many times with the control key, or you can hit the option 1, which is the special item for the gun, and then shooting him with the control key. Sometimes thugs take more than one shot to get killed. Once you do that, you go back to fitting pipes. Again, all this while the water's coming at you and while the thugs are trying to get you. Let's go ahead and start play. There, fit. Now hit up arrow. Twist. That one fit. Hit right arrow. Now repeating the process. That was down arrow. That twisting was left. past it, so I had to recycle through my toolkit again.
30,600, 6 points, level, 2, 3 pipes in your toolbox, 10 total pipes to fit this level, 3 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe. Pipe level.
All right, basically the same thing, and we're listening out, oops, there we go, I forgot which valve I hit. Listening for enemies.
Toolbox. 1.
Okay, we have found ourselves a toolbox. A toolbox is locked, and so you have to unlock it. The method that you use to unlock the toolbox is going to be the same method of disarming the bomb when you get to it on level 15. You have a set of numbers, and you use your left and right arrow keys to move across the numbers. In the easy and in the normal difficulties, if a number is already in its right position, it will click. To switch numbers around, you hit the control key on the number you want to pick up, go to the new number, and press the control key to switch it and pick up the new number. When you get to the bomb level, which is number 15, to disarm the bomb, in order to disarm the bomb, you have to arrange the numbers from smallest to largest. And so, you would have to keep hitting your left and right arrow until you get to a particular number, hit control key, and keep swapping numbers out until they're arranged correctly. The purpose for the toolbox is so that you can get special items, whether it's extra time, or you can get extra ammo, wrenches, or flashlights, or bug spray. Extra ammo is used for the thugs that will bother you on the pipe levels. The wrenches can be used so that you can toss them at rats if they try to chew on pipes. The bug spray and the flashlights are used to get rid of spiders for the particular level or rats for that particular level, respectively. If you get rid of all the spiders in a particular level so that they don't come at you, that does not reset the spider counter. So if you had smashed 2 spiders before and then you get rid of all the spiders with the bug spray on the next level, and 2 levels from now another spider shows up, you're going to have to kill it with F3. The only way the spider counter gets reset is if you die. Alright, let's go ahead and get this toolbox unlocked, hopefully.
4, 7, 2, 7, 4, 2, 7, 2, 7's
in the right 4. Place. Oh, there we go.
50,000 points.
Alright, I got 50,000 bonus points. So what I did basically is hit right arrow until I got to the end there, swapped numbers out, and I saw the 7 was correct, so I left it alone, then hit left arrow to the previous number, hit control key, and swapped it out, and sure enough, that made the sequence of numbers correct to unlock the toolbox. So now I keep going. Hit, hammer, twist. And I had forgotten which twist I was at, so I heard the error. Now the water is going a little faster.
Stop right there.
There's a thug. Killing with a gun. So what I did, as soon as I heard the thug, is I hit the number 1 key, which activated my gun, shot him, he died, and that deactivates the gun automatically for you. Now your control key goes back to hammer hitting. And then I fit the pipe, and I'm about to twist it. There we go. And of course, I
97,286 points.
Level
3, 4 pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 3 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Pipe level.
While you're on gameplay, if you hit the tab key, it will tell you how many pipes you have left to fit. The shift key will tell you your score and what level you're on. And the letter I key will tell you your inventory. It'll tell you how much ammo you have left, as well as any special items. Alright, here goes. Bit, hammer, twist. There we go. Told you I'm doing pretty bad. Bit, twist. Bit, hammer, twist. And you can't tell when the, oh, there's a spider. Or there's a rat.
Wrench.
Okay, I just paused the game there. So, I heard the rat on my left side of the screen while I was toward the right. So what I did is I hit the number 2, which you could also do a regular page up or page down and it'll get to the wrench, but I think the numbers are faster. So I activated the wrench with number 2, and then I pressed and held down the left arrow key until you heard that high-pitched sound, which is your targeting scanner. And as soon as I heard that, I let go of the arrow key to stop moving my target, or else I'll miss the rat. And then I hit the control key, and that basically made my player toss the wrench. In the register game, if you beat the normal level and get over 2.5 million, you get some pretty awesome cheat codes. That's all I have to say. They'll let you do some pretty wild things. And one of the other things that you can do that might speed up your gameplay is you can use a gamepad or joystick with Pipe 2. There's a joystick configuration. It'll allow you to remap the buttons to however you like. And I find that sometimes using a gamepad actually increases the performance of the gameplay. Right now I'm just using a keyboard. Alright, let's go ahead and finish this level and see if I get a spider. Oh, that water's getting close. The thing is it takes up time. There's a spider. There we go. I'm going to pause it real quick. I was saying that while you're attacking a thug, you know, killing a thug or killing a rat with your wrench or stepping on spiders, that doesn't keep the water from coming toward you. So you have to do this all while you are still either fitting, hammering, and twisting. So as soon as I unpause the game here, I'm going to go ahead and twist that valve because I've already fit it in place. The water sure is getting close. Of course, it doesn't help that my twisting memorization isn't doing good. There we go.
131,901 points.
Level 4.
Side-scroller.
Okay, that music tells me there it's a side-scroller level. If you guys remember from the old Atari days, the game Pitfall, or from the Nintendo games, the game Super Mario Brothers, it was a side view. In this case, the side-scroller level is the same thing. It's a side view. To move forward, you press and hold down the right arrow key. To move backward, you would press and hold down the left arrow key. To jump, you press the control key. The object of this level is that you need to press and hold down the right arrow key to get to the end of the level, which you'll hear by an alarm. It's a door that's got an alarm on it that's constantly repeating. Along the way, you're going to encounter several obstacles. Steam, electricity, sewers, and rolling barrels. To go through the steam and electricity, you need to wait for it to be turned off unless you have a construction hat, which you can get by searching a trash can, which are found on these levels. The sewers and the barrels you have to jump over with the control key. Your character is positioned right in the middle of the two speakers, so you'll hear things coming at you from the right to the left as you're moving to the right. When you encounter a trash can, you press and hold down the up arrow to search the trash can. You may get bonus points, or you may get a welding kit, which you can use on the pipe levels, or you may get a construction hat, or you just may not find anything. To use a construction hat, you hit the letter C, and it will make an audible noise letting you know it's working. While you have the construction hat being used, you can walk through the steam and the electricity in this level here. The construction hats can only be used in the side-scroller level. One last thing, if you die on a side-scroller level, you go back to the previous level and have to do it over. So the previous level I did was a regular pipe level. I would have to do that one over and then come to the side-scroller. Alright, so here I come. There's a sewer. I'm going to jump over that. Alright, there we go. And I heard steam on my right.
Trash can.
And there's a trash can.
Do.
Pressing
one.
Down the up arrow.
Welding kit.
I found a welding kit to use in the next pipe level I encounter. Here comes the barrel. And there's other sewers.
Uh-oh.
So I just jumped over the barrel. And there's a sewer. I'm jumping over that.
Trash can.
Now there's a trash can there, but the barrel was in my way. So I missed out on that trash can. Now I'm hearing the door. One other thing, I'm going to pause it real quick. If you don't get through this level fast enough, you're going to start hearing a loud alarm sound telling you that time is running out. So I have a feeling we're going to hear that before I get to the end of this level here. Also, there was electricity there, which I heard a little bit to my right. That's coming up. There's electricity. And there we go.
165,671 points. Bonus round.
You get a bonus round between levels 4 and 5. And between level 8 and 9, if memory serves. The bonus round, you have thugs coming at you. Well, they're not coming at you. They're either on the left, the center of the screen, or the right side of the screen, and you have to shoot them. The way you get past these is the first thug you shoot once, the second one twice, the third one three times, and so on and so forth. On easy difficulty, if you get 7 thugs, you get extra time. Now, as soon as it started, I had already shot one, so the next one that comes up, I'm going to shoot twice. So I'll do that for a little bit, then I'll explain things as they go. So there's twice. There was three times. As I moved with the arrow keys, you do that. There was four.
Stop right there.
There was five.
Stop right there. There you go.
Extra time.
Okay, I got 7. 8 is
stop
next.
Right there. Hold it.
9.
Stop right there.
10.
Come here. Where you go?
Okay, I didn't get 12.
Your total points for the bonus round are 132,500 points. 313,399 points. Level 5.
Here's intermission. Or an interlude, rather.
You're about a quarter of the way there, Agent. Keep up the good work.
5 pipes in your toolbox, 12 total pipes to fit this level, 3 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Okay, basically the electricity level is the same as a normal pipe level except for that you have electricity currents that you need to avoid. You still do the same thing, you fit the pipe, you hammer it in, and you twist the valve. You still have to watch out for spiders, which by the way we've gotten one, so I think number 2 is next. This is where that memorization skills come into play. You still have to watch for rats trying to chew your pipes. You still have to watch out for thugs. And then you can also encounter another toolbox, which you might open. And another item that you might encounter is stairs, which you can hit Y or N to either use them or not. If you do use them, you might get taken to the next level. If not, you might get bumped down to the previous level. So it's a completely random thing. The main thing to remember about the electricity level is that as soon as you twist a valve, if you hear a slight electricity sound and your player saying, ouch, that means that the next one you need to watch for because it has a current. So you want to time it so that you twist it, twist your next valve when the current is not there or else you'll get fried. Some levels have 3 currents, some have 2. This one's just going to have 2, and usually they're on either the left or the right. Sometimes they're in the middle. Sometimes they're 2 more toward the right, 2 more toward the left. It's just, you just have to listen for it. So I'm going to unpause the game and go ahead and play this one. Fit, hammer, fist. Okay, there was that little jolt, and he said, you know, he grunted a little. That means that the next one I twist is going to be under a circuit, so I need to twist it when the circuit is not there. It's on the other side of the screen. That's what I want to do.
Hold it.
And there's a thug. Okay. Things can happen very fast. As I was in the middle of hammering that pipe, a thug showed up. So I went ahead and just kept hitting the control key really fast to kill him with my fists. I figured that was going to be faster than hitting him, switching to the gun and then killing him, because while all that was happening, the current was on the opposite side of the screen, so I wanted to finish all that and still have time to twist before the electricity came back and got me on that next pass. So it happened rather quickly, so hopefully we'll be able to get that a little slower here next.
Hold it.
There's another thug, killing him the same way. fit. There's the Ghostbusters. This one's fuller pipe. There's stairs. I'm going to say N. Spider. That was F2. Lots of stuff is happening here. We got stairs. You hear them opening. You hear slight water drainage. And I just press the N key to tell it, no, I don't want to do stairs. I just want to stay on this level. And then right after that, there's a spider that showed up. Sometimes the sound of the spider and the sound of an electricity jolt can be very similar, or if they happen at the same time, you might miss one or the other. So you need to watch for that. So if another spider appears now, it's going to be F3 to kill it. And I still have one more current to get past. Okay, there's my jolt. Electricity's on my side, so I'm waiting. There we go. And the water, in the meantime, is still getting closer to you.
354,691 points. Level 6. 5 pipes in your toolbox.
Pipe level.
That pretty much gives you an idea of the three kinds of levels found on Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. You have normal pipe levels, electricity pipe levels, and side-scroller levels. Again, the normal pipe levels and the electricity pipe levels, you do the same thing in that you fit the pipe, hammer it in, and you twist the valve, all while avoiding rats, spiders, and thugs. The difference between the two is that the electricity levels has the addition of electricity currents, which you must pass under while the current is not there, otherwise you'll die. The side-scroller level, you hit the right arrow key to move. You have to jump over sewers, over barrels, and avoid steam and electricity currents. You can use a construction hat on the scroller levels, the side scroller levels, which will allow you to pass through the steam and through the currents without getting harmed. You still have to jump over the barrels as well as the sewers. And then also in the side-scroller levels, you have the trash cans, which you can search by pressing and holding down the up arrow key, and those might give you special items to use either on the scroller levels or on the regular pipe levels, such as a welding kit. All of this stuff is covered in the game manual, which is very well written. I urge you to go and download a working demo, which lets you play the first 4 levels in easy. And if you're like me, you'll purchase it after only 20 minutes of playing the game. The game costs $34.95. And if you want to join the BSC Games mailing list, where you can get tips and tricks or talk to other gamers, feel free to do so by sending an email to gametalk-request@bscgames.com. In the subject, simply put the word join and send that along. Once you get joined and added to the mailing list, you send a message to gametalk@bscgames.com. My name is Raul Gallegos, and this has been the review for Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. If you wish to get a hold of me, if you have any questions regarding this review, feel free to send me an email. My address is raul@asmodian.net. That's R-A-U-L at A-S. MODEAN.net. Thank you, everybody, and happy gaming.
Thanks for playing Pipe 2 Blast Chamber. For more great accessible games, visit BSC Games on the web at www.bscgames.com.
This is Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the main menu team, many thanks to you for listening. Until next time, bye for now.